Darren, a couple of weeks ago, the team was booed off. Tonight, sung off the field. How things change?
Again, it's fantastic. You know what? We want to give the supporters something to cheer about. At the end of the day, you know, the supporters are honest, hard-working, loyal people, and they want to get behind the team, which they do. You know, they're paying good money to come in. You know, I'm sure there's other things that they could be doing. But as you say, they get right behind the team tonight. Yeah, it was a good contest for both sides. A game that could, I suppose, went the other way. I thought we deserved it overall. But, you know, it was a good competitive game, which, again, the supporters, you know, singing their hearts out, getting behind the team. It means a lot to the players, and I just mentioned that, you know, in terms of getting into the game against Glossop on Monday. Do you know what? You have loyal, hard-working people at the club, you know, from your supporters to your volunteers, everybody behind the scenes. You know, we want to go Monday, win the game, and give our supporters something, you know, good to cheer about.
How are you left feeling at the end of that? Because there was a lot of good in it, a couple of great goals. Do you feel you should have won it, or are you pleased with the performance?
No, do you know what? I felt we deserved the win. You know, you look at Laurie's free kick right at the end. Again, as I said to the players, you know, it's a minimal things that we've got to cut out. Just the little things like if we lose possession, we've got to be sharp back into possession. I think that's what it felt cost us a second goal. You know, the fact that, you know, 1-0 up or 1-0 down, you know, players show great character to get back into the game. Then we go 1-1, you know, then we're starting to get on top. We go 2-1. Then that's where we got to. But that's where we got to box clever. That's where we got to be cute. That's where we got to, you know, again take the game to them. Really build on that. But unfortunately, we just slipped up and let that equaliser in. Frustrating because the boys, you know what, they're putting a shift in. You know, supporters can see that. That's why, as you say, they were sung off the pitch. But you know, again, it's a great project here. Have, you know, a very, very good positive. You know, I think this club in years to come, with especially the people behind the scenes, is really going places.
Two very nice goals, and Matthew Beadle scored. I mean, he's proven to be quite a find.
He is. He's been fantastic. A couple of games we watched him again. He's been excellent. Again, when we played against him, he caused us problems. You know, we think if we can build the players around him that he needs, that he can, you know, can support and almost energize himself off them. You know, link up play and things like that. He'll get goals. You know, you look at that finish of his, it was fantastic. But the good thing now, Pav, that you see is, you know, when it's going up there, it's sticking. Or it's been flicked on. I felt that, you know, but previously before that, when the ball went up, it was coming back too easy, and then it was almost you're creating attack, and within 3-4 seconds you're defending. You know, it shouldn't be that way. So, you know, things that we've worked on, things that, you know, we've talked to the players, you know, a lot about, and you can see the work of that and the rewards of that.
Do you think with Beadle it helps that he's experienced at this level? He's not someone who's played higher, but he's played at Colne in 1874 Northwich, and he knows what this is all about.
I personally think he can play higher again. You know, as I say, I think very highly of him. It would be a centre-back's worst nightmare because he gives a bit of everything. You know, he's very good aerially. He's very good. He's got very good feet for a big lad. He's 6'1", very good feet for a big lad. He holds the ball up well. His touch is very good. He's strong. He's pacey. You know, as I say, he's very good aerially. So he's got a bit of everything. But yeah, you know, again, he can play. My personal opinion, and like, you know, I feel he can play higher.
And a great finish by Big Cam Suk. Do you feel that's a reward for his hard work?
It is. You know what? We go on to Big. You know, he's your magician, if you want to call it. You know, he just sends in there. He can open things. You know, the problem, you know, with Big is, you know, he can beat, you know, the same player 3-4 times. You know, we just want him. He had to go past players. Be creative, be thoughtful thinking, you know, play the way he can play, open things up. But, you know, again, if he gets it within distance of the goal that he feels, you know, go and have a crack. Again, it comes down to decision making. He's got to take that. I feel he can have a lot more goals if he was to work on, you know, that first instinct of shooting in and around the box, especially with a goal in sight.
And if we look at the other end of the field, great double save from Russ Saunders in the first half.
That was a fantastic save, absolutely fantastic save. You know, Russ is great, great experience at this level as well. He's been great for us in every way. And yeah, again, a fantastic save. You know, it's one of those games, Mike, that you look at and you weigh up the chances. And I think we nipped it, you know, just ahead in the chances, but a very good game to watch for the supporter that comes just to watch football.
So on to Monday, it's Glossop North End. They've already beaten Hyde in the league and in the League Cups. Is there some unfinished business there?
Yeah, there's always unfinished business. I don't care who we play, we want to beat. You know, Glossop's just, it's a big game. It's a local derby, if you want to call it, you know. But it's a game that we want to prepare well for. They have a game called off tonight due to, obviously, the frost. So they'll be here, no doubt, you know, watching the game and watching what way we play. But, you know, again, it's one of those things. I've enough belief in the players that we have and the quality that we have that we can beat anyone.
And of course, Glossop also a club at the top end of the table in the promotion mix. So to do well against them would be a feather in the cap.
Do you know what it is? You could look at the table and look at the games and the performances we've produced. If it was down to performances alone, we'd be top of the league. But it's not. That's a fact. You know, it's down to results. Ours, too many draws. We get that. We know that. We understand that. We're trying to fix that. You can see, you know, in the last two games, we scored 5 goals. You know, we just have to, yes, score goals and keep it out. You know, it's simple. You know, obviously, there's things that are thrown on you that are unwanted that you have to deal with quick. And then there's that spell where you're just hoping to see, you know, a game or two out. You get maybe the players in to fix certain situations. And again, you know, we've sat for 3 hours today before the game going through that in terms of a target list, because we've created a player database, you know, to make sure that we can bring players in that, one, will fit what we do on the field as well as off the field.
Great, thank you.